Vayter in Shaspir and Bava Basa and Daf Peches. Speaking of Mom, Peches, I'm a base by the bottom of the page. Six lines up, two, four, six, eight lines up. The second word line, Lema. We left off discussing that we said that when a father sends his son to go to the to go get oil, and the flask ends up breaking the way back, that there's, according to the Chacham, they're going to be chayv to pay for the chenvin is going to be chayv to pay for the flask. And the question says, why would you have to pay for the flask? It's aveda midas, like you gave it to your kid, it's your own problem. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a person who sells flasks, and they give the flask to his son in order to go bring it to the man to see if the oil man wanted to buy these flasks, and he went in and he touched it, and it broke, and we're going along to say, in the world of Shmuel, that says that Hanotu Klimi Uman Amanas Tavakar, if you pick it up to go and check it, and then it's Bonyato, if somebody happens to be under control, it breaks in your hands, and Chayiv are going to be Chayiv. That's why we say that they're going to be Chayiv. Said the Gemara, Lema de Shmuel Tanayi. What do you want to say? This din of Shmuel is a Mechukas Tanayim here, right? Versus the Chachamim versus Rabbi Yehuda. We don't want to say that. So we need a new answer. El Rabbi Yosef de Matvar, they say, and we're dealing with the fact that the storekeeper himself, he's the one who sells flasks. And the one that the kid broke was the one that the storekeeper was selling to the father. Interesting. He was selling to him. Rashbam says, Vahach tzlochis de masnisen shalchen vihi sheshalach lo balabayis hadamim. He sent the money beyond but on the hand of his son Liknos Tzlochis to buy a flask made from him. Ulahavi Bashemin and to buy bring Shemin. Vihilka Chai Tzlochis Leka Vidamidas. Therefore the Tzlochis is not Vidamidas. Va'azir Rabbi back in the Gemara Va'azir Rabbi Huda Letame. Rabbi Huda is going according to his logic. V'Rabbanan Tamayu. So he's going to his logic who patters the Chenvini, and the Rabbanan is going to there who say that you're going to be Chayiv. The Chenvini is going to be Chayiv. Says the Rashbam, the Amar Gabi Isser v'Shemen, by the Isser, the money that's given back, the change, and the Shemen, Chayev de le'odoi Shadre, because he says he just sent him to, you know, inform him to send his own Shliach, v'hu adin l'tzluchis, v'rabi hud l'tamei de l'shdure yayin v'Shemen v'tzluchis biyad b'no Shadre b'no. No, he sent it for his son to go do it, and therefore, according to Rabbi Huda, you're going to be Pater, and according to Rabbanan, you're going to be Chayiv. Says the Gemara, Yachi, if you want to say that the flask is being bought by the father, Ema Seifa. But let's look at the Seifa of the Mishnah, which is no way you could say that, because Modim Chacham Rabbi Huda, they were asking him, that when the flask is in the hands of the kid and the storekeeper measures the oil into it, Shechenvi Pater, the Chenvi is going to be off the hook. I've Amrit Lo Adu Yishadri. But you said, Chacham said he's just sending it in order to go and to tell him to send it with his own Shliach, but he didn't want the storekeeper to send it with the kid. So if the flask was also being bought, the storekeeper wasn't allowed to give it to the kid. And if it turns out if for some reason the storekeeper gave it to the kid, it's his loss. So now we got to come up with another answer. We tried the first answer, the father is a flask seller. We said the second, that was yesterday's daf. We said today that the chenveni is a flask seller. Now we're going to say neither of those. But the kid brought his father's flask to the store with him. So then the original question we say, since the father knew, then he's just, you know, when he gave it over to him, so why did Chacham say that the chenveni is going to be chayv for breaking it when he gives it back to the kid? That's, you know, vida midas. As Gemara elamar ela abaye bar oven the chanina bar oven da amitavayu achama iskinan. What are we talking about over here? Beep, turn the page, peches. We're talking about the case where the storekeeper took the flask from the kid to measure the oil with it. So he took the flask from him, and then once he took it, then he go and he measured it with it once he was holding it himself. Says Rashbam, Klomer Masisan Lab Babalabais Velo Bechen Vini Mochit Sluchis Mairi. Elkion Shanata Lomud Besocha Hashem, and he took it to go measure it into it. Viafa Gav the Lola Das Hachen Vini Sholcha the Shema Lo Yitlenu Mishanitla Mitchayev Ba'u Kidurabba. Right? And now we see in the Gemara, Vikid Rabba, the Chacham say that the storekeeper, the Chenvi, is going to be chayv if it breaks. That goes according to Rabba. The Amar Rabba, and Rabba said, we saw this case back in Bava Metzia Lamed Amud Beis. This is talking about a Chacham who found an animal and is potter for going to return it, right? Because we know the pasuk is Pasuk says you have to go and you have to return the lost object. But if a Talmid Chacham is Salamta, he doesn't have to go and do it. So that's what we're talking about his case. It's beneath his dignity to do it. Hikisha and Ischaiba. If the Chacham hit the animal, in other words, he pushed it a little bit to get it to go to start to walk. Rashbam says b'makel, but with a stick. Now, once he started, Ischaiba, now he's Chayav to go and return it. So our case also, the Chacham say that if the storekeeper takes it in his hands, then he goes Chayav to now return it in his hands. Says Rashbam, Gabi Zakin, Venil Fikfodo, my Rebbe of Metzia, the Flamme Beis, Afal Pishenu Chayav. Once he does his chayav, and let's jump into the Gemara. We're going to see that now. So we say then he's going to be chayav to do such a thing. When is it true? The Rabbah says that, but bali chayim. That's only talking about bali chayim, about animals that are alive. The ankitin who nigra bar yasa, because somebody who hits the animal, the live animal, and causes it to go even further away from the master. It can go the wrong way. It says Rashbam, Halikicha Psios Chitonios, Klomer Gila Levarch, Valelech Lemarchok, Mishamach is Kaiba. That's why he's going to be Chayv over there. Kiai Gav the Miyamar. So the case like this, with the flask, the storekeeper took it from him. Did Rabbi say even that then also? So Ella Marava Ani Va'ari Shabachabura Targiminua. Myself and the line of the Chabura, we explained it like this. Umanu, who is that talking about? Rabbi Zeira. Hachem Eskina, what are we talking about? Kigon Shenatla, Shenatla, Lamud Ba La'Acherim. We're talking about the Chenvin, the storekeeper took the flask from the kid to measure for other people. And therefore, it's like he borrowed it without the permission of the tate of the kid. Says Rishbam, Kigon Shenatla Miyatinok, Lamud Besocha La'Acherim, Shatsluchis Midam Madad Ba La'Acherim. He goes to measure with it. Ubishoel Shalomi Das Kamifgay. Now the Machlokas is when someone who borrows Shalomi Das. That's what the Machlokas is about. He did without the das of the one of who owns the actual flask, the father. Mar Savar Shoel Havi, one says it's Rabbi Huda, he says it's called a Shoel. Omar Savar Gazlan Havi is considered a Gazlan. What's the difference between these two things? Now, if you borrow something without any rishus, you can get rishus to do it. That's usher. This is whether now you're considered a shoal or a ganav. At the end of the day, you're chayiv, something happens to it. The only difference between them is how much you're going to be chayiv. Someone who borrows is only chayiv to return it to the place where he took it. So by our case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that one who borrows without permission is considered a borrower, therefore, he has to return to the place that he took it from. Where did he take it from? He took it from the kid. So he has to give it back to the kid, and then we're good and dandy. And since that's the place where he took it from, once he gives it back, he's off the hook, whatever happens. But a ganav, no, Vaheshav is a gzela. He's got to give it to the one that who stole it from. Right? And therefore, over here, he'd have to give it back to the original owner, to the papetate. And if he didn't give it back to him, then he's going to be chayv until actually he's aware that it's been given back to him. So therefore, when the chachamim would say that the one who borrows it is considered like a ganav, this chenveni, who borrowed it without the rishus, he has to return it to the father and give it back to the kid. He didn't fulfill giving it back yet, and therefore he's going to be chayv if something happens to it. And therefore, the end of this mishnah, but the chachamim are maskim when it's in the kid's hand. What it means is the chachamim maskim that if the chenveni didn't take it for his own use, then he's not going to be chayv. Even if he took it from the kid's hand, but he's only to measure for the kid, he's going to be hotter. Gofa zog da heilige Gemara. I'm a Shmuel, says Shmuel. Han notel kli min a uman levakro. If someone takes a kli, a utensil from a uman, from a craftsman, to check it out. He wants to be by it, he's looking into it, and then as beyadim, something happens, you know, it falls out of his hands, and it's a breaking, chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. That is Shmuel, like we saw. Vahani mi elihu dekitzei b'dami. This is only if it was a price was actually clear what it was. There's a fixed price over here. Since the only thing that's missing right now is a person saying, I want to buy it, I don't want to buy it. Therefore, it's like right by the cusp of buying it. Therefore, when he picks it up, it's now in his hands if something happens to his chayav. Story time. There was a guy who came into a beis tabcha, to the butcher shop. And agba atma de bisra. He picked up a type of meat to go and check out the flesh, you know, the good stuff. And he was the one to see, is it good quality? He's going to buy it. Says Rashbam, he could be a yerech leknosav lirosim shmeina hi okhusha. Is it fat or is it lean? Bahadi the kag, when he picked it up, asa parsha marma mine, there was a parsha came along. Who's a parsha? This is someone who rides on a horse. He came along and he grabbed it from him. Also, coming to Rav Yemer, came from the Chayiv L'Shalom Yidame. Rav Yemer said he's Chayiv to pay for it. His horseman came and grabbed and stole from him. And Rav Yemer said, you picked it up, you have to pay for it. That's only if the money was already set. Next story. Who gathered icy story time? Who gathered icy curry from Nara? There was a guy who brought gourds. Says Rashbam, the last, right across gourds, to Pumnaru. He wanted to sell it there. Also, Kuli Alma Shakul Kara Kara. Everyone came and took the gourds to buy. Amalhu, he said to the people there, Harehu Mugdash L'Shamayim. Says the Rashbam, he didn't know what was going on. The Fisha Lawyer Yodea, me, Yish Alma, also, who should have some money from? He didn't recognize anyone there. I wrote to La'asal and wanted to make an offer for them because they didn't pay. So he said, Harehu Mugdash L'Shamayim. Yeah, he was like, whoa, hold on one second, everyone. He wanted to be mocked this everything, so people took it. We asked them to get enough from it. Also, the commander of Kana came from Kana, and Amalu, he said to them, Ain other makdish, Dovashan Shalom. Person can be makdish something that doesn't belong to them. And once they picked it up, they can't, they're right, it's no longer his. They're Kona. It says to Rashbam, the chi yakdish ish is besoksiv. Honey, Hachanami, given the kaitzi demayu, Zacho, who can Shmuel, there is Zacho, like Shmuel said. Vahani, milu, the kitzi demayu, it's only what's called the demayu. Vahlokisi demayu, if not, then Bishus Mayu, Kamayu, still in the Rishus of the owner, Vishap practice, and it's real hektish. Okay, Tanu Rabbanon. Alokeach Yerik Menashok, someone let's go and he's buying vegetables at the Shuk. And he says the Rashbam Chaver Me'amar. It's a Chaver, someone who's makbit to make sure he thinks of the Shubin Samai. So it's a very chashuv person, and he's buying from Amaretz. Amaretz, Abur. And we are not so clear that he took off Shubin Samai. Uber v'iniach, and then he goes and he selected the ones that he wants, and v'iniach, he put them to the side. Says Rashbam v'lo gomer l'knos, he didn't really set up, finish off the deal. I feel like all I'm cool. Even if he did this the whole day, lo kanav lo nischayv v'maisa, he didn't buy it. As I chayv v'maisa, says Rashbam the ha'inu miskavin el levara yofes. You want to find the good ones. Avol gomer l'knos. If you finish to do it, then chayv nischayv miyad laser demai. He said take it off right away. Demai, because demai means what is it? Demai. We're not sure on Amaretz if he took off the proper things, and therefore you'd be chayv right away to go and take it. Vemro to lachser mimecho, right? And that's when we're going to kaneo. Lokal lo chayv meiser. Gamar belibo leknosa. But if he gamar belibo, he made up his mind. He wants to go and he wants to buy it. Cut him his chayv meiser. He acquired it right now, and therefore he's going to be chayv and taking off meisers. And if he wants to change his mind. So then we have a bit of a problem. Like zero EF, so I can't really return it. Shekfarn is chayiv and meiser, because now it's going to be chayiv and meiser. Because like the Rashbam said, like we said, we didn't say this yet. But the Rashbam explains, below EF, below Afrasha, meiser, Shekfarn is chayiv and meiser, vein chaver, motzi, mitachas yado, davar, sheinu mesukan. A chaver would never let go from his hands something that is not proper and clear that it's good. Well, the Asriya of Shay can't go take off Meiser from it because says Rashbam ve'achak hachzir l'mocha and give it back. Sharim afchisol b'damim shenismayit hachavila k'dei Meiser. Then you take off 10% of it, then you give back to only 9 out of 10. Then you give him back something that basically he stole from him. So shekfar mafchisol b'damim because he goes down in the valley now. So Hakita, what should he do? Meiser v'nosin lo dami. Meiser, you should take off Meiser and give him the value of the Meiser, of the master he took off. Says Rashbam, Meiser v'nosin lo levi, v'nosin lo dami Meiser, u'machzer samosa b'ein, he gives back everything else. Frak de gemara, atu mishum de gomer belibo liknos, kanav in ischai b'meiser. What you want to say, because the fact that he made his mind to go and acquire it, and he put it aside, therefore he did acquire it right now, and he's chayav in Meiser. It says Rashbam, b'tmiya amai ha'afilu, and even if you set up the money, you can be able to return to the adrenal lifter and just give it back and be potter. And for the Gemara, this price we're talking about a Yari Shamayim. Someone who fears heaven. Kigon Rav Safa, the Kaim Ben Nafshe, who is Mekayim on himself and fulfills the Pasuk of Dover Emes Belvavo and speaks truth in his heart. Even the fact that he was, had a mind to take it, that already is enough that, like, he took it. The Rashbam brings a story time about Rav Safa, the what happened to Rav Safa, have a car creation, we were saying Shema once. V'amar le'ahu gavagai kim, says, havli itzkech, he wanted to buy something, v'kach v'kach v'mos, for this amount of money. V'savar, the mishum miyu, the damim of Shasak, he thought the reason Rav Safa was quiet, he didn't respond, he thought it because he offered too little. Hello, damim marumi, he said he offered much more money, but he was in the middle of saying Shema, that's why he didn't respond. V'lachet v'los, after he finished, lo ratza l'kabel, he wasn't willing to accept, ella b'miyot mos, the original Rishonos, mishum d'gmar, believe it, l'kadosh b'kach, because he said that was I was going to keep, and that's it. V'achanami, gabi meiser, kivin d'or yishamayim, hu, kivin d'or b'libol zacho b'mekach, v'nishchayev b'mocher, v'chimach zero, kichozer u'mocher l'odam, it's like he's giving it back to him, and that is, and that is that. All right, zok the next, hey, lege, hey, lege, hey, lege, mishnah. Ha Sitone. What's a Sitone? Says Rashbam, hu chenveni gadol. This is a wholesaler. Shekona, right? He shekona harbi yachad mochel lechenvenim kitanim. So what's the deal? What does he do? This chenveni mekanech midosav echad l'shloshim yom. He has to clean his scales once every 30 days. Firstly, the Rashbam goes on and says that the word Sitone really means chitin. It means wheat. B'loshin yavan in Greek. Since he's buying a lot of chitin at the same time, Carlos Sitone, that's what is the norm, sefer is called a Sitone. Right, because what happens is all the stuff gets congealed over there and it changes the measurements, therefore you have to make sure you clean off. Ubala bayis echad l'shtemeser chodesh, a person is in your house, a regular household person, he has to do it once every 12 months because he's clearly not doing as much, we're measuring it as much. Says Rashbam, she no mocher tadir kesitone. Dai b'pamachas b'shana, she no nigbak po kokach, things, you know, stays relatively clean. Abishim gomli alom echilav ha-devarim, just the opposite. Says Rashbam, sitone pamachas b'shana. They came with some mochetah. This is always doing it. Ain ha mashke nikras besocho. The liquid doesn't get all congealed in it because it's always being replaced. Taval balabayish ain mochetah dir nikras. That gets congealed. Miyaveh shamashke besocho and it gets dry inside of it. Chen v'ni a storekeeper mikanech from the sub hamayim b'shabbos is to do it twice a week. So we have once every 30 days. We have once a year, and now we have twice a week. Why does this do? He has to do it two times. Says Rashbam, "Fisha tadir limkor yoser misiton ubalabayis." He sells more than the siton. He sells more than balabayis. Vasan tadakama kach biyushar b'seinu v'lo nihira. Dim kain lo svir le hachi shari alacha k'rishim gamliel. We wouldn't hold like this because alacha is k'rishim gamliel on our mishnah and k'suvas v'o the kamaskim bar k'rishim gamliel because the amar rabbi k'rishim gamliel b'med for memurim etc. V'o de misa the pliga Allah amar lo katani shiru k'the katan leil ela nira li nira da filu k'rishim gamliel moda b'chen v'ni alfa b'shamocha tadir. So basically what's coming out over there is that the Rashbam explains, like we saw in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, that the Balabayas doesn't have to let the three drips, sorry, the Balabayas has to let the three drips drop out into the person when they're selling, and then he can pull it back, but the Chenevi doesn't have to because he's too busy, and therefore he has more things that are built up over there, even if he sells a little bit less. Therefore he has to clean it more frequently. And he wipes off the weights once a week, says Rashbam, "Mikaneh kamo umacha Hashem dima me'al kol panim." What's mishkal osav? What does it mean? His weights. Avnei mishkal sheshokal hem davar lach ubasar. Think the avanim. There's the weights that they put on the opposite of the scale to measure out to know how much things are. Umekenech mozaim al kol mishkal mishkal. He's wiped on the scales for every time he weighs something. Ooh. Right. Every time he uses scales, he has to clean up the pans. They have the two pans on either side because of there's more thing that sits in there than the norm. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Zog. Rabbi says, "Rishpam b'chol pam v'pam v'shokal b'hem shenidbak b'hem yoser min hamishkalos more than the weights. The fishy ish b'hem base kibel because things can get caught up in there because that's like a container. So start chlanochah b'chol pam v'pam. Have to clean every single time." Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. By mitzvah mu is talking about belach. This is talking about things that are lach that are moist. Things that are moist, wet things. I'll be yavish and tzarich when it comes to dry things. You don't have to. Says Rishpam can go peros kimono pilpilin eno tsarech lekaner shalom nidbak b'hamuma because it doesn't get stuck in it at all when you go and you're weighing out these type of things over here. The stuff doesn't stick to it. spices or things like that. Beep, turn the page. Peches amud beis. V'chayev lachria lo tefach. The Gemara is going to explain this in a place where they normally go ahead and they tilt it. And it says, Rishbam, and was Naim, they would tilt it. Misada basar, it's on the tide of the basar for the buyer is going to gain over here. Tefach shea basar shokel yoser min alitra. So it'll end up being that it weighs more than it. That's only a place where they're accustomed to do such a thing. Hay shokel lo ayin ba'ayin. If he was weighing for the buyer with a ayin ba'ayin, which means totally even, it says Rishbam, bitsimtsum, right? Where there's no, and there's a place where they don't go ahead. And kikom mamakim she'ein machriyin nosin lo levad a mishkal is gromav v'chriyo k'tanim echad. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain this. So hayishogel lo ayin ba'ayin, again eye to eye, and again in a place where they wouldn't normally go ahead and tilt the scales for the buyer, the seller is to give the buyer a little bit more. Like the Mishnah is going to say, the Gemara is going to learn this out from a pasuk that a seller has to give a buyer a little bit more. No salo girumim, he has to give him a little bit of extra. How much more do you give him a tilt? Echad asar balach ve'echad asrim biyavish. 1/10 when it comes to things that are lach, that are liquid, and 1/20 when it comes to things that are dry. More accurately, the Gemara is going to explain. It's Echad le'asar, 1/2/10 and 1/2/20. We'll see. Not the number two, but on two. Malkam shagul lamed bedaka, in a place where they would measure with a small measure. Lo yimid begasa, you can't do with a bigger one. Begasa, you do with a big one. Lo yimid bedaka, you can't do with a smaller one. Rishbam explains a small one would be something that can hold a kav, and a larger one is something that can hold a saw. A saw, just for a reminder over here, is 6 kav. So clearly, that would be bigger, a lot more. And the other one. Limchok, in a place where you would smooth out a measure. Let's say you have flour. You know, you can have like a heaping, spoonful or measuring cupful, or you could smooth it out. So limchok, where you go and you smooth out, you level it off. Lo yigdosh, don't heap it, don't pile it up. This is obviously talking with dry stuff. Ligdosh, when you go and you heap it up, lo yimchok, don't level it off. Says the Gemara, minani mili. Where do we get this idea that we started off, they have to tilt the scales in the favor of the buyer by a tefach? Minani mili. Amar shalkesh, amar kral. The pasuk says, Evan shleima v'tzedek. Oh, the Vilna Gaon. He says, that's to be a perfect and just weight that you will have, which is teaching you that even though the seller uses his perfect weight, tzedek mishelcha v'sein lo, be a tzedek. Be well, just and righteous with your own, and give a little bit extra to the one who is buying. Well, that's true. Let's look at the seifa. Hayashoka lo ayin ba ayin, nosen lo gerumin. Right? If you're going and you're doing it eye for eye, mean totally balanced, leveled. He has to give him a little bit more, you know, in place of like tilting it over. V'iachra daraisa. Now, if you want to say tilting the scales daraisa, hechiyav le ayin ba ayin. How could it be done? You did ayin ba ayin in the first place. Right? The Torah says that it's got to give extra by during the actual weighing itself, not after the fact. Says, Gemara, El Reisha Makam Shenagu, the Reisha talking about a place where there are no to do it. V'chi Itmar de Reish Lakish, what is Lakish speaking about? A Seifa Itmar. It's going in the Seifa. Yashokolo Ayin Ba'ayin, Oslo Gerumin. We know immediately, where do we know this from? Am Reish Lakish, Tamar Kar. The Pasuk says, Vot Sedek. It's got to be a perfect and just weight that you're going to have. And it's telling you that although you used a perfect weight, Sadek Mishel Cha, Yvetainlo, right? Be righteous, you know, be over, you know, just with you and with yours and give him a little bit more. The Kama Gerumin, how much more are you giving? How much more in place of this tilt? And 1/10 of a litra, pour 10 litras by liquid. When you're dealing with liquid, which comes out to 1/100th of what it is. Whoo, good luck measuring that out. Okay, all right. Now, echad lasar balach, echad lasar b'yavesh. When we said the next part of the and it said exactly this line, what does this mean? What is this talking about when it comes to davar lach? It said that what does it mean, 1/10 of a litra per 10 litras? Now we understand, what does it mean when it says 1/20 when you're dealing with dry stuff? Ibayilahu, heichi ka'amar. What is the Mishnah trying to say? Echad me'asar balach la'asara delach.
Do you want to say 1/10 of a liter by liquid per 10 liters of liquid, and 1/20 of a liter by dry per 20 liters of dry? It's 1/10. One-tenth of a liter per 10 liters of liquid and per 20 liters of dry. Which should mean, the question is it 1/400th, which is 1 to 20, or is it 1/200th? And for the Gemara, teku. Good question. We are leaving that as a question. Amar Rabbi Levi, says Rabbi Levi, this goes way back, says Mr. Shasi, of Vamos Chav Aleph, Kasha Onshan Shal Midas, Yosem Onshan Shal Arayas. The punishment for people messing with measurements, if you don't do it properly, measurements when selling things, that's more severe than that of Arayos, of messing around, says the Arasbam, that is, at Im Oseben Avel, if you make a mistake, if it's crooked in your measurements, that's worse than that of Arias. Same nixal, if you made a mistake, if you're nixal with them. Shazen Amar Behem Kel, as the pasuk says in Vayikra, says ki es kol atoris hakel asu anshia aretz hashelafnechem v'titma aretz. And this pasuk is talking about, you know, znus, the all of these abominations were done by the hammers of the land that are before you, and the land became contaminated. I read that as Kel, but it's actually El, sorry, as in these. Ki es kol atoris ha'el, all of these, also on she'aretz. V'zeh nemar behen ele. One is the word spelled aleph lamed, which means these. And then the other one, when it comes about false weights, it says ele. Kol ele. Right, says Rashbam, ve'ele kasha me'el, demishum hachi hosev akasev bahen hey, l'rabas l'hagdil kisho, how much worse? V'zinim rabim elu, my masha dahai el kasha hu, d'chsev, how do you know the word el is something which is bad? This is hard. D'chsev, ve'es ele ha'aretz lakach, it says, and he took the strong ones from the land. So we see that word is an intense thing. Gabriel asks, Nami, what do you mean? So you're saying that by Arai says el, and by measuring, it says Eile, which means it's worse. But Gabriel's Nami Oksiv Eile, it says Eile also by Arias, right? We have another pasuk which comes and tells us, where is the pasuk? Gabe Arias, Kol Asher Yaseh Mikol HaTo'eva Sa'eile V'Nichrasu, says the Rashbam. So it says it also. It says, Nahu lema'ute midas mikares. That word, Eile, is coming to exclude the sin, the avera of false weights from the punishment of kares. Says the Rashbam, to explain what this means, that this pasuk, that anyone who's going to do any of these, abominations, meaning these physical relationships, are going to be punished with kares. And it says, Eilat means these ones are going to be punished with kares, but those with false measures are not going to get kares. So therefore, Eila is not telling you how intense it is. It's just saying, this is what's going to get kares. Ve'elamai utfayu. But if kares is by, if kares is by znus, by Arias, and false weights, it's not by that, then how do you find that false weights and measurements are going to be more than znus? Says Rashbam, demidos kevin dekevin darayas ikakaris abititu lekakaris. It sounds like znus is worse. Now the hasam asher b'tshuva. No, because you can do tshuva when it comes to the relationships that are not okay. V'hachalov asher b'tshuva, but you can't do tshuva with the false measurements. Says the Rashbam, what does that mean? We know ain't davar omer b'fei tshuva. Here we're in the zman, the lebulin starts again. We got to do tshuva, right? Or Shoshana Yom Kippur. Hello, but understand that. What does that mean? It means, like, really, to do proper tshuva, says Rashbam, Efshar le b'tshuva, Arayos mo'elis tshuva, Yavad le tshuva ma'el yusuf, you do it properly, k'dechsev, tshuva banim shovivim, arpa mi shoseich, arpa mi shovivos, mi shovov, however you pronounce that word, shoviseichem, v'amu nami, also says, kol chayav krisas, shaloko niftu, midei krisas, and they're out of it, av amidos, shagozal as aravim, if you measure like many people, and you have these weights and scales, and
hundreds of thousands of people are coming into your store, you have to return the thing you stole. He doesn't know who to return it to. Go make a water fountain, you know, for the rabbin. It's not the best type because you're not really returning to the owners. What can you do? That's the best thing that you can actually do. So therefore, it ends up being it's a lot worse when you're dealing with weights. V'yomer Rabbi Levi, and Rabbi Levi says, Kasha Gezel Hedyo Josemi Gezel Gavoa. Stealing from a regular person is worse than stealing from the Ribono Shalolim. Shezeh Hikdem, right, from stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. Shezeh Hikdem Chetam Ila. Because in the case when you're stealing from an individual, the Pasuk says that he did a sin even before it mentions his Hikdem Chetal Me'ila. Rashbam says, Gezel Chet, Gezel Hedyot Hikdem Bo Chetal Me'ila. Dechsev Nefesh Kisecheta Umal Amal Ba'Hashem. Vekichesh Ba'amiyos Ba'amiso. Vezeh Hikdem Me'ila L'Chet. Or in the case of stealing from the Beis HaMikdash, first it puts Me'ila before it puts the idea of a sin. The order of the pasuk, the fact that it says a sinner before it says the act of the treachery does of Me'ila, that shows that clearly it's going to be worse than the other way. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.